This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces waged an all-out assault on Tuesday to encircle Ukrainian troops in Twin Cities straddling a river in eastern Ukraine, a battle which could determine the success or failure of Moscow's main campaign in the east. Exactly 3 months after President Vladimir Putin ordered troops into Ukraine, authorities in its second-largest city, Kharkiv, reopened the underground metro, where thousands of civilians have been sheltering for months under relentless bombardment. The move reflects Ukraine's biggest military success in recent weeks, pushing Russian forces largely out of artillery range of Kharkiv, as they did from the capital in March. The wife of a top military commander who fought until last week to keep Ukrainian control of the southern port city of Mariupol says Tuesday her husband is alive in Russian-controlled territory. VOA's Jeff Custer has details.
Katrina Prokopenko, wife of Azov Regiment leader Denis Prokopenko, told the Associated Press she had a brief phone call with her husband Tuesday. She said he asked how she was, but the line was cut off before he could say anything about himself. She said the phone call was made possible under an agreement between the Ukraine and Russian governments, thanks to the mediation of the Red Cross, which has been visiting some of the Ukrainian fighters who surrendered. Russia last week announced its takeover of Mariupol following the surrender of the fighters who'd been entrenched in the massive Azovstal steel mill. Katrina Prokopenko, who spoke to the AP in Kyiv together with the wife of another soldier, said several families had received calls in the past 2 days. They said they could not reveal more details of the agreement, but they were hopeful the soldiers will not be tortured and they will eventually come back home. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us